So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, and welcome back to another edition of Freedom Rings. Now, enough stuff is starting to crop back up. I'm going to have to put the whole Off the Beaten Path series back on hold again. I guess it was just a little lull that didn't last for too terribly long, so when it does come back, it will be the state of New York. But as of right now, there's just so much stuff starting to happen again that I've got to report on it. And the first thing, of course, that I need to discuss here is the possibility of another civil war in the United States. Now, I have been telling you, as long as I've been doing this show, that it was inevitable. Back in the 90s, I was certain that the civil war would be between blacks and whites, that it would be a race war. But then I started realizing that it was not going to be a racial war, but a political war. And about 4 months ago, right here on this show, I predicted that the next civil war would be not between blacks and whites, but between the right and the wrong, I mean left, and that it would be a political war. The right versus the wrong, I mean left, has been a huge divide over the past 20 years, if not more, ever since Bill Clinton took office and began taking away our ammunition and our firearms coming in from other countries. That was when I really began to see the writing on the wall, folks. And now what we're looking at is a faction that loves freedom versus a faction that wants to take your freedom away. The sole purpose of the Democrat Party is to inflict socialism and eventually communism on this country, to take away our personal rights, liberties, and freedoms, to forbid us from owning firearms to defend ourselves. And folks, let me make this abundantly clear. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. The Second Amendment was created because we had just finished fighting a bloody revolutionary war against an oppressive government. And the Founding Fathers, in their wisdom, saw that we needed to be able to defend ourselves against our government. Now, technically, under the Constitution, we have the right to have the same arms as our government. If somebody ever wanted to take this to the Supreme Court, they would never hear it because they know how they would have to rule. And that is that we can not only own firearms, we can own machine guns, sound suppressors, short-barreled firearms, grenades, light anti-tank weapons, and even nuclear weapons. The whole purpose in that was to keep the government at bay. And they've forgotten that. Most people have forgotten that, that legally, you and I, under the Constitution, can build a nuclear weapon. Try it and see what happens. But again, that is what has happened to the Constitution because of the liberals and the way they want to destroy us. Last fall, we elected someone into the office of the president to make a change. This man promised change that we hadn't seen in a long time. Not hope and change like Barack Hussein Obama promised, which was a nickel and a dime, but real change, putting us back to the way the country was before. That is why we elected Donald J. Trump to be our president and to represent us and to speak for us as our unified voice. And he has faced, time after time, at every turn, a wall, not only from the liberals, but from most conservatives as well, because they are established politicians who are in the pockets of other people. And now they know that they're not going to shut this man up. He's not going to go away. So they're trying to make him go away by threatening to impeach. In fact, Maxine Big Lips Waters has proposed impeachment. Now, the articles of impeachment, I think it's, at this point, it's only 6 or 8 Republicans that need to actually jump on board to make this happen. And I told you 4 months ago, if they attempt to impeach Donald Trump, there will be a bloody revolt that will start the second civil war in this country. People that voted for Trump are not going away, and the more that they attack him, his core supporters are becoming more and more entrenched. They're becoming stronger and more steadfast in their views and their support of this man, because they know that he is our last bastion of hope to stand up against the establishment and the Jews and the New World Order and everyone that controls this country. Well, folks, it appears that I'm not alone, because about a week ago, one of Clinton's advisors, who was also an advisor to Richard Milhouse Nixon, spoke out and said the exact same thing that I have been telling you ever since Donald Trump was elected, and if they tried to impeach him, what would happen? And I want you to hear this from somebody who's been inside the Beltway for the better part of 4 decades.
People are even calling for like impeachment already and that sort of stuff. Do you think there's any chance that he might be impeached?
The people who are calling for impeachment are the people who didn't vote for him. They need to get over it. They lost. Their candidate had every advantage. She spent $2 billion. He spent $275 million. Sorry, he whipped her ass. It's over. You lost. Try to impeach him. Just try it. You will have a spasm of violence in this country, an insurrection like you've never seen.
You think?
No question.
You think if he got impeached, like the country
both
would go
both sides down? Are heavily armed, my friend. Yes, absolutely. This is not 1974. The people will not stand for impeachment. A politician who votes for it would be endangering their own life. There will be violence on both sides. I'll make this clear. I'm not advocating violence, but I'm predicting it.
You're predicting that if he got impeached, there'd be some sort of civil war type?
Yes, I do. That's what I think will happen.
So what do you think of that, folks? That was Roger Stone being interviewed by TMZ at LAX, down by the baggage claim. They got him live on camera, and that is exactly what he said. And it mirrors exactly what I have been telling you. Probably since January. I mean, that's really when the whole talk of impeachment began. The day that Trump was actually sworn into office was the day that talks about impeaching him started to come about. And I told you back then, if they try and impeach this man, that it will lead to civil unrest. Now, did you hear what he said? He said both sides are heavily armed. Well, one side is a little more heavily armed than the other. Most of the firearms and the ammunition in this country are on the right, not the left. What the left has at their disposal is sneaky tactics like bombs and that sort of a thing. But as far as the arms go, our side has the majority of them. It will initially be a very bloody battle, but the left is going to run out of arms and armament a hell of a lot quicker than we will. And if it comes down to this, we will be triumphant. Now, he said the same thing also that I have. I'm not advocating violence. I am merely predicting it, as have I. It's been obvious to those of us who can look ahead at the bigger political picture what is going to happen in this country. It is inevitable. Now, a lot of people have had this idea for some time, but this is the first time that I've actually heard it brought about in a really public venue in the general media. I hope the politicians listen. I'm sure they will, but they won't take heed to the warning. I can never get these numbers right. There's 100 senators, and I don't know how many representatives. Let's say there's 250 people. That's all that needs to be removed from the equation, folks. And I'll guarantee you, after the first 5 or 6 are taken out, the rest will listen. Unfortunately, that is what it has come to in this country. The politicians no longer listen to us. They get in there and they do what they are told, not what they were voted into office to do. And that is exactly why in the Declaration of Independence it says, when a government becomes too oppressive, it is not only the right, but the duty of the American people to overthrow that government and reestablish a legal government. And we are dangerously close to that precipice, folks. Again, I am not advocating this. I am merely telling you it's going to happen. These people do not listen. They don't listen. It's like dealing with a school bully. You try and reason with them, because our parents say, oh, don't throw the first punch, and yeah, try and reason with him. Yeah, he's got an IQ of like a 27, but try and reason with him. Yeah, it's like trying to reason with a 2.5-year-old, like my sister and brother-in-law tried to do with their little brat of a kid. All he needed was a good swift boot in the ass, because you can't reason with a 2-year-old child. And you cannot reason with a school bully, and you cannot reason with the progressive liberals. It's their way or the highway. There is no middle ground. We cannot work together with this people. We have to stick together ourselves. And those conservatives that are entrenched in Washington don't understand this. Either that or somebody's paying them an awful lot of money to do what they're doing. But either way, they will learn the hard way if they make the mistake of attempting to impeach Donald Trump. People will have had enough. That will be the final straw. We've started to see violence over the past few years from people who were fed up. We've seen it in Charleston. We've most recently seen it in Charlottesville. Enough is enough. The violence that we saw outside of St. Louis, the violence we saw in Charlotte. Even Rush Limbaugh was talking about Charlotte last week on the radio. What these people did is inexcusable, and it's time that we stood up and took our country back. Now, we saw that happen in Charlottesville when someone said enough is enough, got in the car, and took somebody out. It's only a matter of time, folks, before the liberals stage one of their professional rallies and they stray one step too far into somebody's neighborhood. They throw one too many bottles, one too many rocks, one too many Molotov cocktails, and somebody opens up on them with something that fires multiple rounds per second. And at that point, my friends, that line will have been crossed. It cannot be uncrossed. The bridge will have been burned and there will be no rebuilding it until it's over. That time is here. Within the next 18 months, I am predicting that something major is going to happen in this country. Now, it may not be an official civil war where you have battle lines drawn and people actively engaging each other in tactical battles, but what you will probably start to see is guerrilla tactics where certain people are taken out systematically. That is what's going to happen if these morons attempt to impeach Donald Trump. Gotta take a break. We'll be back in a bit.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Georgetown law professor Lewis Michael Seidman says that the U.S. Constitution is archaic and downright evil. And people like this are teaching in America's law schools? It's frightening. Well, here's your chance to listen to one attorney who stands on principle and fights for the dreams of freedom-loving Americans. Listen to Jason Robb, host of Cross Examine, each week right here on KKK Radio.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
They have been mistreated and misunderstood for generations. Abusive owners have done severe damage and given these beautiful creatures a bad reputation. Every day, millions suffer from misuse and neglect. But you can make a difference by giving a gun a loving home. These guns want nothing more than to adore and protect you. And Blackstone Shooting Sports wants to match you with a new gun and a new addition to your family. The friendly and professional staff at Blackstone are experts and know how to find the perfect firearm to fit your lifestyle. And Blackstone Shooting Sports has the kind of guns that need a loving home more than anything else. Like AK-47s, AR-15s, and the best and biggest selection of handguns in your world. So please, have a heart. And don't let a gun spend another night on a cold, dusty shelf.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom, it may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Okay, folks, so this past Sunday, there was another demonstration out in Berkeley, which was overrun with Antifa. And they went immediately to their typical tactics of coming in, assaulting people, using pepper spray. Now, this time they had sticks and homemade shields and shin guards. And I looked really carefully at the footgear that these so-called Antifa were wearing. And it's all the kind of footgear that you would see on the majority of left wings. If it were right wing, they would have been wearing black boots. These guys are wearing black Keds and black Adidas sneakers, and it's abundantly obvious who they are. Now, I will say this before I go any further. I'm going to get back to this. But a listener to the show by the name of Mike, who has gotten in touch with me a couple times with interesting information, sent me a link to whitehouse.gov where there's actually a petition going. And let me try and pull this up here while I'm talking. I'm going to try and pull this up so I can give you the information on here. Let's see. It was created on August 17th, 2017. The goal of 100,000 signatures has been surpassed. There are currently 311,243 signatures on this, so let's try and get as many signatures on here. It says, "We the people ask the federal government to call on Congress to act on an issue. Formally recognize Antifa as a terrorist organization. Terrorism is defined as the use of violence and intimidation in pursuit of political aims. This definition is the same definition used to declare ISIS and other groups as terrorist organizations. Antifa has earned this title due to its violent actions in multiple cities and their influence in the killings of multiple police officers throughout the United States. It is time for the Pentagon to be consistent in its actions, and just as they rightfully declared ISIS a terror group, they must declare Antifa a terror group on the grounds of principle, integrity, morality, and safety." Now, this whole link here is too long for me to read this out, so I'm going to contact the program director here at KKK Radio and see if I can't get that put up on the homepage somewhere so you can go ahead and get a link to this. Let's see, I think it's going through September the 6th. I think I saw that somewhere. It escapes me at the moment. I'll just wait. Oh, I'm sorry, September 16th. So we still got almost 3 weeks, folks. This was created on August the 17th. Today is the 28th. In that little bit of time, they have gotten over 311,000 signatures. Let's try and get 500,000 or even 1,000,000 signatures. If that comes in, folks, nobody can ignore that. That's going to be the voice of the American public speaking. Now, getting back to these Antifa faggots here, looking at the way they're dressed, it just reeks of left-wing activism. And again, it is abundantly obvious who these people are. But what I was starting to say before I jumped to the whole petition thing, I think if you unmask these people, you would find that it's probably the same group going everywhere, and that these people are already on somebody else's list, that they're already being watched for something else. It's time to unmask them and expose them for who they are so everyone can see who they are and what these tactics are. Make no mistake, these are urban guerrilla warfare tactics. This is terrorism. The whole idea of what they're doing is to try and shock the public into, I guess, listening to their side. I don't know. I really don't even know what they're trying to accomplish other than trying to instill fear in people who are doing nothing but marching peacefully. And let me just say this, folks. Until these wieners showed up, both sides were getting along just fine. The white nationals were getting along just fine. Well, actually, it wasn't white nationals at Berkeley. They were right-wing conservatives, but there were no official white nationalist groups there. They were all getting along fine, even with the liberal protesters. So, until Antifa showed up and started their terrorist activities, there was no bad blood going on here. Now, the media has already tried to portray this as a white nationalist event, and it was not. The guy who put this on, his name is Joey Gibson. He's actually Amerige. He's what they call Japanese American, with the last name of Gibson. I'm assuming that his mother is Japanese and his father is American. So he was actually quoted as saying something along the lines, I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have the article in front of me, but he said, I am dark-skinned. If this was a white nationalist rally, I would literally have to punch myself in the face. So, I mean, this is how stupid Antifa is, to start attacking everything like this as a white nationalist event. It's just, it's sickening, it's disgusting, and this, again, is lending more and more credence to what I have been telling you. It is coming down the pike, folks. It is not far away. And the more that they continue to incite these riots and start the violence, it's going to escalate. It's going to escalate until we have another Kent State. That is what it's going to take to stop this crap again. The only difference is that this time, I don't think they'll go away when they're shot. I think they'll come back shooting, and that's when we're going to have the all-out civil unrest that both Roger Stone and myself have been predicting for the past several months. That's when it's going to get dicey, folks. So keep an eye on this. The first time one of those Antifa protesters gets shot or someone opens up on them, start getting prepared, because that is going to be the final wake-up call. If you got vacation coming, take it. And that reminds me of something else, folks. Still got a couple minutes here. Talking about getting out, we have a serious problem going on down in Texas right now from that hurricane that just sat there and dropped. I think, you know, totals now are coming up around 50 inches in some places. That's absolutely astounding. Now, most of these people had ample warning to get out of there. By the time the governor declares an emergency and says you need to evacuate, by then it's too late, because then everyone else is going to try and evacuate at the same time, and you're going to end up with a long, skinny parking lot formerly known as an interstate highway. The time to get out is when you first hear of the impending danger. At the first sign of danger that something is coming in, folks, that's what keeps you ahead of the curve. When it looks like things are going to be going bad, err on the side of caution and get out of Dodge. Well, that brings me up to the end of this show for this week, folks. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Till next week, my friends, you take care. This has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.